This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Better proof of the murdering psychopaths that want to run this planet is there than the continued negative vaccine adverse reactions from the Western Journal headline, "Woman loses hands and legs to amputation after bad COVID vaccine reaction." And so the bad reactions continue, Alex. This is just another part of the globalist agenda to murder you with a smile on their face.
And let's be completely clear, and that's what blows me away. I knew they'd done evil things around the planet, but I thought they would probably release some type of placebo just to get it set in precedent for forced inoculation, have that control over us, and then have the medical ID that's the backbone of the world ID and the cashless society, global social credit score, which they admit is their plan. The fact that Fauci studies were done in University of Texas, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and others, specifically with these exact type of vaccines in 2010, 2012, 2014, huge, like government-funded studies, giant initiatives is what they're called. We're talking hundreds of millions apiece on these to absolutely prove what they already knew from other studies, that if you inject somebody with something that tries to stop the protein shell of a very common type of protein, that your body is going to attack itself in a giant autoimmune response and create blood clots throughout the damn body. And then now we don't just have the studies, we have the medical reports coming out, current studies saying it. So let that sink in, folks. This is total warfare. And now most of these people that have the brain fog, or they're 30 years old, now they're having Alzheimer's, or the capillaries get filled in their feet and in their hands, so they have to be amputated when they were totally healthy. We have to take care of these people now. So a lot of folks go, oh, screw all these idiots that believe it and take the shots. No. A, that's not Christ-like, and God doesn't like that. But B, look at it from just a cold-blooded perspective. These are soft-kill weapons. It's going to take 3, 4, 5, 10 years to kill people now, and they're not going to know what hit them. And then it's going to sink the country. It's going to end capitalism, end the wealth, end the prosperity, which the globalists have said that they want to do. So this is here, and it's happening. But just get back to that report. Medical doctors all over the country go, yeah, this lady was healthy. She was 35 years old. Took it, her liver liquefied, her lungs liquefied. It all depends on where the prions go and where they start growing. But they lie and say it doesn't leave the injection point. They have all these studies knowing it migrates to the heart, the lungs, the brain, and the liver. The heart, the lungs, the brain, the liver. Some people are different. It migrates into other tissues of the body. And then you have serious problems there. A lot of folks take the shot, have horrible headaches for a few weeks. When they die, they open their brain up, and there's just lesions everywhere where it just eats your brain. They say that doctors have described it like gunshot wounds. They say that they saw the top people's heads off, young women, young men. This is in England and the U.S., Germany, they had reports, and they open up a bloody mess. And then when they try to say something, they go, you'll be fired if you investigate this. So they're practicing not just raping our children en masse. And yeah, we gave 30,000 children just to begin with to be raped. Yeah, big deal. And yeah, we put poison in your vaccine, you're going to take it. Because the sheep can't handle it. They've been trained that the system's taking care of them. They're smart scientists, you know, because they believe the science, the Fauci. And the average liberal just is in this daze of grand delusion, and now they want to force us to do it. We haven't put the reports out, but when I get off here, about 15, 20 minutes, we have two big reports. I ran into a man who was born in Europe, and he has family in Denmark, and they're now putting people in camps in Denmark who refuse the vaccine. You know, they're calling for that here as well. Then I did a search this morning and found other areas of Europe where they admit in the news it's happening. And then Laura Loomer sent me a video this morning. It was like, I guess everybody's synced up. And it was a place in France where they're doing it, the actual video. So this is the cover just to grab who you want, disappear who you want, get rid of checks and balances.
Oh, Alex, I've got it right here in Australia, too. More than 200 Australians taken to quarantine facilities because they might have been in contact with the virus. Might.
And all over Australia and in the UK, they're building giant city-style facilities for whole families that refuse And then they're going to, quote, re-educate people. They're setting up re-education camps. I mean, this is it, folks. We've gone off the edge of a cliff. We're in world government. We have to resist.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Owen Stroyer is back in FEMA Region 6 in the ATX Austin. I am in FEMA Region 10. Again, we are under FEMA control. America is going under global government systems. Well, there's so much new breaking news I want to get to in a moment with Owen. Massively important news. But first, my phone's been ringing off the hook for a week. And I've had the producer of the show, Scott, ask me why I haven't covered it. And I got a bunch of phone calls from family in the last few days saying, Alex, you've been vindicated. It's all over the news that Dubai is making it rain in the desert with weather control using drones that release particulate into the sky. And I'm like, yeah, listen, this is not Alex Jones looking into a crystal ball. It's very frustrating. It was in academic papers and admitted reports 15 years ago that China and Dubai publicly, we're way more advanced. I say we, the people that run us, think of America and the West, with weather weapons. And the rest of the story and why they're so important and why they're so dangerous. But people then just think magically, I imagined all this and now it's come true. No, this is a very old technology using the cloud seeding. But now, with these antenna arrays on the ground that are developed out of the HARP program, that's how they really control things. And I'm going to give you some inside baseball. I was told 20 years ago or so that later I ended up seeing in schematics and patents and then now in admissions. And so instead of learning what was going on 70 years ago, as they're now telling you, we'll talk about what's currently happening and what they're getting ready here in a moment. But here's the former CIA director, Brennan, the monster, the admitted member of the Communist Party, before he left office, this is 6 years ago, admitting weather control systems and that there were international treaties and other agreements in the 70s, but that they would have some trouble with that because some people will complain that, hey, you're taking my water that's coming over to my side, and what will we do? We start manipulating the weather. So they're worried about carbon dioxide that's very low level compared to historical. That's all fraud to say it's higher. It's actually hundreds of times higher 20 million years ago than it is now. The Earth is starved of carbon dioxide, and of course plants then use that to produce oxygen. That's the life cycle, but they're telling you, oh, any manipulation of the weather is bad, but then they've got giant, last time I checked, the U.S. government was spending about $30 billion a year in different projects to control the weather. So they went out of beta decades ago in the early 1990s into full operational in their own documents. They just don't call it chemtrailing. They have a bunch of different scientific terms. They have big conferences. They admit they do it. And then when we say, hey, don't do that, or hey, we want to talk about it, they go, shut up, animal. Go watch your comic book shows or go play with your army men, or you know, just do whatever it is you're going to do. And I say army men because I know so many veterans that are good people, and they say, "Hey, we're veterans. We're the best. We're tough. We're, you know, we're kick ass." And then they never go challenge the globalists. They never go challenge the government. They just kind of ramble around and go, "Man, we're veterans. We're really tough." And then kind of, "Oh, Alex Jones, you know, he's a kook over there talking about weather control." Because the truth is, they don't want to challenge the power structure. And the power structure is saying, if you say the border is wide open, if you say the election was a fraud, if you don't want lockdowns, we're going to declare you terrorist. Well, I mean, at that point, folks, we got to say no to this. This is not our government. It's a criminal takeover. They're imploding the country. And of course, they're designating us all terrorists. They are terrorists. And of course, they're trying to provocateur attacks. You know, I told you, guaranteed, the FBI is loading up the info bombs we speak a few months ago. It turned out they were trying to get plots around the country to make folks blow things up. They haven't been able to. It's all coming out in the news. So, I mean, we're up against people following orders of evil people. And because there's so much corruption and so many problems, they just want us to give up so the corrupt can rule over things and take full control. Because they know that the big Ponzi scheme's coming down. They know the trillions and quadrillions of fake money is hanging over our heads. So that's why they want to bring in a world government, give everybody free money so they can blame the public for the currencies being devalued. They want us to metaphysically sign on to what they've done so that we're committing these crimes against mathematics, crimes against nature with them. This is a seduction. This is good versus evil. So here's a very evil man, Brennan, who said 6 months ago, we're going to declare gun owners terrorists, veterans terrorists, conservatives terrorists. We're going to declare anybody that questions the election terrorist. And that's because he's still calling the shots. Here he is telling you about weather control.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
Okay, so imagine that's 6 years ago, or 5.5 years ago, and I sit here like an adult talking to folks, and the mainstream media makes jokes about it. Stephen Colbert makes jokes about it because they want you to laugh about it so you don't decide to want to be part of your world and what they've developed and what they've done. Just like the 30,000 children, now they admit, oh, it's much bigger, knowingly given to convicted child rapists to help get rid of the nuclear family and create a new beautiful family. These are quotes. So this wasn't just an experiment. That's evil enough. They call all this an experiment. So when they're spraying your crops with aluminum dioxide, when they're blocking water to the U.S. West Coast and turning off rivers over a fish that's not even endangered and isn't even indigenous, it's invasive, it's all a sick joke. When they shut off our pipelines, when they shut off everything, this is about destroying America so that we learn to have a lower standard of living so the rest of the world doesn't aspire to American levels. And it's not because it's about the environment. It's about total control and power and having a poor mass of people that the establishment can control and dominate and rule over. They're up in the castle on the hill, and Count Dracula can have whoever he wants down below. They don't want these uppity Americans with their guns and their ranches and their farms and their own little businesses and their own little restaurants. They want us singing to their tune. They want power and control over our lives. So now, I was told by a major engineer in Austin, who was very rich, and he ended up moving to another area in the United States, but he would come down to some of the little events we had 20 years ago, and he'd say, listen, I'm involved in installing Doppler radar all over the state of Texas, and my company is we're putting power cables in 10 times bigger than what you need to run a high-powered Doppler radar system. And what I've been told is this is really part of a secret DARPA program where they could fire these arrays up and cook the atmosphere and either stop water condensing and stop nuclei from picking up water droplets and forming water and rain, clouds and rain, or we could actually create it and resonate the frequency that creates the droplets, and or we can steer the atmosphere. And once these are in all over the country, the federal government's paying, quote, so everyone has radar. And it looks great. You can tell, you know, down to a few feet where a weather cell is or where a tornado is. But their dual use through a computer program that DARPA and FEMA control is they just go in and control these. Now, he told me this about 1997, and he ended up moving away in about 2005. And I remember about 2007 or 8, it was in the Daily Mail, images of the same antenna saying, radar antennas are being used in Dubai to control the weather. So Dubai likes to brag about this. China brags about it, too. The U.S. doesn't, because they don't want people debating whether they should be doing this or not. So that's just an example of there's a giant underground pedophile system. There's a giant underground weather control system. It's all a real world around us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Lifestyle because of man-made climate change, but then they don't even tell you about their own weather modification manipulation programs, obviously ran by man, because that would debunk and destroy their entire agenda to put you in a prison camp, eat bugs, live in a pod, never drive a car or travel because of, well, you have to save the planet. And if you understand that dichotomy, you understand how evil this establishment is, Alex. So it's really not even ironic that you have penitentiary Frace Brennan bragging about their weather modification programs, and then on the other side of his mouth, he'll say, hey, you need to live in a pod and eat bugs because you're causing the climate to change and you're a bad person, but I'm allowed to manipulate the weather.
Well, absolutely, and you just said in 45 seconds what I tried to say in 10 minutes, is there's a whole breakaway civilization. They admit it's going on. They recruit the best and brightest and say, hey, you're part of the elite now. The public are a bunch of idiots. Come join us. And then we reverse engineer their plans, their documents, their admissions, and say, hey, your weather modification, you're using it as weapons to consolidate control while you blame us for weather issues so they can actually create the self-fulfilling prophecy they want. Hey, you're calling lethal experimentation with deadly injections, this great social thing you're doing, this great positive thing you're doing, when it's not, and you're violating the Nuremberg Code, and hey, look at all these medical doctors and scientists and prestigious groups that say that this is bad. Oh, we're going to silence them. In fact, you're terrorist. That's official news if you try to stop these injections. And they're telling people, you're terrorist. You're like a drunk driver, Governor Newsom said, if you don't take these shots. And others are saying, oh, you're worse than that. You're murderers. When it's Fauci and Bill Gates are the ones that are part of the shadow government that rolled out the COVID-19, which is a real virus, does have a poisonous spike protein, so they can create a vaccine that's 20 times worse that creates a spike protein all over your body. I mean, this is idiotic. Thousands of prominent scientists. I mean, I learned about like 50 of them a day. They're always like heads of hospitals, heads of universities, former head of Pfizer, chief EU advisor, just on and on, head of a whole hospital in Dallas, and it's just like they're suppressing 100% treatments if you get tested early, all of this, and then not letting people with flus or colds get treatment so then they die, they call it COVID, and they're now admitting they didn't just fake the PCR test for 90%+ of everything, as we told you a year and a half ago, and as the inventor of it said. They've got new fraud tests coming out that Bill Gates and, yes, you guessed it, George Soros own that are even more fraudulent. So this is about a full-on medical assault, a worldwide medical tyranny, a worldwide medical dictatorship in their white lab coats, globalist billionaires and think tanks and intelligence agencies hiding behind the white lab coat, and then almost all the doctors agree with us and say this is evil and wrong, and they're ready to go to war. I see medical doctors everywhere now saying, we're being physically assaulted. We're going to have to probably physically fight. Then they say, we need to start having a discussion on how to do this. That's not an FBI provocateur saying, let's go car bomb a school. That's the feds. These are real people saying, we're under attack. This is meant to implode the economy. This is world government. This stuff is causing a drug-based disease. This is on purpose. We are being assaulted. We need to raise the alarm, and we need to come to a collective agreement. Okay, what are the right responses to who's doing this? And that's what I said last week. I mean, look, I'm already in the crosshairs enough of these people, but as a father and just as a human being, I have no fear of them. I have fear of not doing the right thing. Bill Gates and Fauci and all these people doing this, and Charlie Munger saying he wants to arrest any citizen he wants, that we need to be like China, and the Prime Minister of Canada saying he wants a dictatorship like China. These are clear and present dangers who are putting us under permanent martial law, lying to us every step of the way. And I'll just say this in closing. We went and got the definitive footage in the Texas towns, and we estimated over 1,000 a day, because I had the place staked out. with former law enforcement. Owen was there for the stakeout. And we estimated it was about 1,000 a day in April and several thousand a day just in McAllen, just at these Catholic charities. They've come out in a big article. I gave it to the crew. They can put it on screen with videos on the local TV station. The, quote, Catholic charities, that's really a, I mean, if you ask me, they all have the tattoos, all the behavior. It's MS-13. Here is the story right here. Well, that's another one that just broke. Okay. So, I mean, I've got the report. I'm sure they're putting it on screen right there for you, where they admit over 1,000 people a day are now coming into that one facility alone. And they're saying, Biden, stop, don't let more in. We're talking thousands of Haitians a day now showing up. Border Patrol estimates 8 to 10 million people fiscal year will come across into the United States. Half of that just in the Texas sector. These numbers are off the charts. Here it is. This is out of valleycentral.com. Humanitarian Respite Center at capacity asked Border Patrol to not drop off any more migrants. So the place being given, this one charity, the same guy ran the Islamic invasion of Europe. He's been given the Soros contract down here in Texas, has been given over $900 million this year. One contract was for $580-something million. He's the one saying, stop, it's out of control. So that is mainstream news right there for you saying, please stop. I was just given another breaking news report here. This is today. La Jolla Police Department officer was waved down by a concerned citizen at the Whataburger. The citizen explained to the officer that she had observed a family group who were now being observant of proper health guidelines. She stated that the family was coughing and sneezing without covering their mouths and were not wearing face masks. The officer was also told by Whataburger management that
Alex, can you hear me? We seems to have his audio went out there for some reason. The connection is still strong. Maybe they got a wire kicked loose or something. But all right, we'll get that audio figured out. But folks, you got to understand, we're down there documenting this in real time. Just standing at the street corner, cameras rolling. And you've seen the footage. It's just hundreds just marching down the street, pregnant women, children. And so, you could sit here and if you want to talk about the whole COVID fear-mongering, say, well, this is hypocritical. We're not allowed to be free. The U.S. government wants to limit travel from all of these other countries like Israel, that's the most vaccinated country on earth. But then the southern border is wide open with tens of thousands of them pouring in every day. Every day. And we took the numbers just from that one facility, because they released the numbers about a month ago with an update from that one facility where it's at least 1,000 going through that one facility every day. And so, I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician genius to extrapolate those numbers out and then realize that that's just one of those facilities. Yeah, we're going to have more than 2 million illegal immigrants coming into this country, and it doesn't matter if they bring COVID in here, they're perfectly fine to do that. But, oh, you're a bad citizen. We are still not getting audio from Alex, unfortunately. I'm not sure what is going on with this. Man, I'm telling you guys, I don't even want to say it. But, let's just put it like this. When you know that the Podestas and Marina Abramovich and all these people are doing spirit cookings and witchcraft and rituals, yeah, you don't think that they're sending demons and curses after InfoWars and Alex Jones and myself and this crew? They absolutely are. And so I hope we can have audio when we come back.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live on the road. Out of some technical difficulties, but we got that fixed on our end. Owen Schroyer is in the ATX studio in Austin, Texas, and we've got some big breaking news on the border situation, which again illustrates the absurdity of saying make three-year-olds wear two masks, take these inoculations, oh, but the shots don't protect you, but you need to take more shots. All of this illogic is again proven and exacerbated by the completely open borders. And I know when you were saying 2 million this year, I've got Tim Enlow here who interviewed the Border Patrol agent whistleblower about how many have really come across in the Texas sector, the Rio Grande sector alone, extrapolating that out at current numbers when it's only going up. They used old numbers and just said, let's just use the numbers from, I guess that was June, extrapolating those forward, it was 8 to 10 million total coming in. That's how bad this is. So they're way, 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 way downplaying this. And so this is a whistleblower saying this. We should probably do a whole report on this separately. But now they're coming across with all sorts of diseases. They have six counties under emergency declaration with people dying, including children, in Colorado from the bubonic plague. That's the black plague. By the way, you get bit by a flea, or you got a cut on your foot, you step on rat droppings that have it in it, it will eat your body up. It will kill you. It's something you really ought to be concerned about, is the bubonic plague. Nasty bacteria that eat your body, estimated to have killed about half the world's population during several giant plagues that took place, not just the Dark Ages, but before that. With the term quarantine, it comes how they would make the ships off the coast of Italy wait a month before they could come in, just to make sure that nobody had the black plague out there, because it would make your skin have black spots all over it. They'll say that's a racist term now, nothing to do with black people, just like you have all these other names, like gray whales are gray and blue whales are blue, and we call it the Spanish flu, as it first popped up in Spain we know of. This is the Chinese communist virus. I call it the Fauci Bill Gates virus, actually. You notice the Chinese have been threatening back, saying, if you keep saying we released it, we had a Pentagon program with Obama and with Gates. So this came from you, which it did. Those viruses were transferred to them, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be breaking that down. But Owen, your view, spending so much time there at the border on this whole situation.
Well, when I put out that 2 million number, that was obviously a conservative guess. But, I have to wonder, what does Central America even look like? I mean, we're absorbing, this year alone, we'll have absorbed at probably like 10%, maybe more, of the entire Central American population. I mean, this is population replacement. This is a mass exodus. I mean, this is biblical. This is historical. This is like, and they don't even address the root cause. They say, well, we need to get down to the root cause. They never get down to the root cause. The root cause is you have an open border and a welfare state. The root cause is that socialism has failed Central America. And the root cause is you have an agenda to destroy the United States of America economically, but they have more rights than we have.
And the globalist, the last part is the global lockdown. 9 out of 10 people asked, why is your main reason to be here? They said there's no jobs, the lockdowns. The lockdowns never ended, which the UN then runs, and they run the refugee centers. And the UN admits they would use climate change is going to collapse the third world. We'll then use those giant migrant populations to take over the West. So this is next generation warfare. And if the governors and the legislatures and the few Republicans that are good don't get this, it's game over. This is a new type of war. I've tried to explain it to everybody. I've read their own documents, and I'm not that smart. That's how I know about the weather weapons. It's how I know about the pedophiles. It's how I know about the refugee centers. It's how I know about replacement migration. It's all from the UN. And again, oh, and I wasn't putting you down. The numbers nationally are 2 million so far this year. That's a good number you're giving. This is whistleblower numbers from the Border Patrol in McAllen, and everybody knows Tim Enloe, our head of security, and he's been a cop and in the military and done federal stuff. So he's a smart guy, and so he is good at the numbers and not getting them wrong. So Tim, spend a few minutes on the whistleblower and the real numbers so far this year that are, by the way, escalating. So it's worse than what we are saying here, because we're using old numbers and projecting out. It's getting worse. And then also this new breaking stuff where, confirming what the local news is reporting, they're now just dumping them on the streets everywhere because even the Democrats can't absorb them fast enough. Tim Enloe.
Yeah, that's right. So when we talked to the whistleblower in McAllen, a Border Patrol whistleblower, the numbers that they were giving us were staggering. And they admitted, the whistleblower stated, that the upper management of Border Patrol has been absolutely fudging the numbers. And it's not the Border Patrol agents that are doing it, but they're turning in reports of migrants or illegal aliens getting away. And then what the upper management does is they, instead of listing them as getaways, they list them as voluntary turnbacks, as if the migrants had voluntarily turned around and gone back across the river back into Mexico. And that's how they're fudging the numbers. And he was telling us that because of that, the numbers are actually triple or more as high as what's being currently reported. And he even named, he said, once you get above the field level into the sector level of a Border Patrol management, that's where these numbers are being absolutely manipulated.
And Owen, do you have anything you want to comment on there?
Well, how is this not considered a crisis, one of many crises that we're enduring right now, when you're talking about an invasion on the southern border. But again, the Biden administration says we're not taking anybody from Israel. We're going to stop travel from Europe. We're going to stop travel from all these states because they have COVID. But the border is just wide open. I mean,
that's a great point.
Fraud.
Exactly. Oh, we can't take people from Israel because they might have one COVID case. And Australia has one COVID case, so they've got a lockdown forever. We've got the rest of the story now of what's happening. Tim, tell folks.
Right. So on the La Jolla Police Department's Facebook page, I don't know if you can see that.
That's in South Texas.
That's in South Texas on the border. This is on the La Jolla Police Department's Facebook page where they document that they were called to the Whataburger for a family of illegals that was coughing and sneezing all over the restaurant. And other patrons and management became so concerned that they called the La Jolla Police Department to go there. The officers made contact, and the officer approached the family, and this is a quote from their Facebook page. The officer approached the family and was told by them that they had been apprehended by Border Patrol days prior and were released because they were sick with COVID-19. And, Owen, if you remember, when you and I were down in McAllen, Texas, and Mission, Texas, and San Juan, Texas, we went to some of these COVID hotels, and one of the first things we noticed was that all these positive COVID-positive illegal aliens that were put in these hotels, they were just released. There were no guards there. There was nothing to prevent them from going out of that hotel and walking around.
By the way, I lost it. Find it again. Sorry.
Right.
And while he's finding it, let me explain something here, folks. This is big news. We packaged this as a news piece and put it out to be national news. Somebody's covering it live on air. We're going to do pieces on this. The local police department is admitting that the federal government and these so-called Catholic charities are dumping families out that test positive for COVID at the COVID center because they don't want them with the rest of the people. Think about how illegal that is. Where they run around panicking about COVID, and then COVID-positive people that are showing signs of being actually sick are being dumped out at restaurants. I mean, arrest Biden. We keep asking why things are so bad.
Right. I mean, when local police departments release on their Facebook page something that says COVID-19 alert and then document how they've come in contact with illegals who were released by Border Patrol because they're COVID-positive, at this point, this is criminal. This is criminal what the Biden administration is engaging in because they are literally importing COVID-19 into this country.
Oh, imagine. And they say you're killing people if you're unvaccinated, even when you're not sick. You're healthy as a horse. Oh, but you're killing people. You're unvaccinated, even though you're healthy. But, oh, they release COVID patients all up and down the southern border of Texas by policy, and that's okay.
Well, Owen, that's why I call it the murder of logic contest. It was supposedly going to end today, but I'm going to extend it a couple days because I didn't realize when I did the one-week contest I was going to be out of town. But don't worry, folks. We're going to keep reposting all the great contest entries showing how asinine it is. The contest is for $10,000, one winner. And simply all you got to do is show the murder of logic, the murder of common sense, and the oxymoronic contradictions of Fauci and all them changing their stories on the vaccines working, not working. If you're vaccinated, you're safe. If you're not vaccinated, you're safe. If you wear a mask, you're not.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jones here with a breaking news alert. A major police department in South Texas has issued an emergency COVID alert, and they are begging for help from the public, from the governor, from others. There are millions of people, according to the Border Patrol, coming across just the Texas sector. Whistleblowers have said that they've been ordered to cover that up. We're going to be talking more about that in just a moment, but get this. In an official police department posting on Facebook, they are confirming what is in the local ABC and NBC News affiliate, that all the giant warehouses and huge federal facilities they built that can hold 20,000 people now. I mean, it's as big as a Cowboys stadium. They are overwhelmed and are saying, please, Biden, the Democrats are, in McAllen. The Catholic Charities group is saying, you've got to stop them. We have thousands a day. It's overwhelming. And they're not stopping. They're now dumping whole families out at Whataburger. And so you have illegals just all over Whataburger, outside, in the parking lots. Austin, Texas is the same way. Tent cities everywhere. And these aren't just people that are asymptomatic but had a COVID test, because they have a COVID testing center right there in McAllen at the corner of 15th Street in Austin. That's where we shot some of those videos. That's one of the epicenters where three buses at one time pull in, and then 10 minutes later, three more buses and 7-8 vans and kids being put in trunks of cars. All that footage the left said was fake, later admitted was real. Ladies and gentlemen, the breaking news right now. the feds and the, quote, Catholic Charities, really Democrat front group, when they have COVID and test positive at the COVID center that's privately run, right there at the corner of 15th and Austin in McAllen, Texas, they then dump the families with no medical care. So under Texas law, if I'm driving down the road and I see a truck jackknife and flip, if I don't get out in Good Samaritan and give them aid, it's a serious crime, and it should be. Other places like China, they don't care. Some states, failure to render aid's fine. People can say, well, that's a form of slavery. I don't think it is. I see somebody's house on fire, I don't call 911. I mean, it's failure to render aid, folks. Okay, this is failure to render aid. There's so many laws being violated here. And you've got the local news saying, we're overwhelmed, we need help, we're going to dump people on the street, and then they dump the sick ones. I thought you were loving liberals. Take them to your house. I thought you were loving liberals. Oh, no, instead you send them to Walmart, or you send them to Walgreens, or CVS, or to the local restaurant, or to Whataburger. And that's what happened. And they're calling the local police, who are totally overwhelmed, saying these people are sick, they're coughing, and they tell them in Spanish, we tested positive at that big warehouse that says Hollywood Fashion on the side, and then they just dump them on the street. This is crimes against humanity. You know, you've been a federal cop, city cop, been in the Army, Marines, you've been in Blackwater, everything. Have you ever heard of something like this on a humanitarian level, dumping people out that supposedly have this deadly virus out to spread it when they're not even asymptomatic, they're obviously ill?
Absolutely not. And there's no doubt that this is absolutely criminal negligence. There is no other word for it. If Americans die because illegal aliens were brought in by the Border Patrol and released by the Border Patrol, knowing that those illegal aliens are COVID positive and Americans die because of that, that is criminal negligence.
Well, you are now, sick.
That's exactly right. You are now culpable of manslaughter. There is no other, there's no other way about it. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Okay. Fake Russian collusion led to an impeachment of the President of the United States. And here we have people engaged in criminal negligence importing COVID-19 into the United States.
Open
and shut. The proof is there. There is no doubt. This is now police departments reporting it on the border, and nothing is being done, and no impeachment is being launched against Biden.
And the puppet president comes up and says, I wipe my butt today.
Yeah, we have a man in office who is not playing with a full deck. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows he's suffering from dementia. And in the meantime, Americans are being exposed to COVID-19, while at the same time, all these Democrats are telling, wear your mask, go into lockdown, do all these things, right? And take away Americans' freedom. While they're the ones bringing COVID in, they are the ones bringing. Forget about the moment that we funded that the government funded the Wuhan lab, right? Which is now there's no doubt that they did that. Okay, but now we have proof, irrefutable proof that the Border Patrol is releasing COVID positive illegals onto the streets of America.
That is an excellent point. We've got to get big articles out on this. We've got to get everybody, because I don't care about getting the credit, but we need to see Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and all these other people that are good people, especially Carlson. Like, I'll call Carlson after the show here and just say, look at this. Because, again, 9 times out of 10, these are good guys, but they've got producers and people that are good folks but still don't get it all. We are in the game all the time. This is all we do. It's all Owen does. It's all Tim does. It's all I do. It's all you as listeners do. It's all our producers do. And we're here seeing the police department say they are releasing COVID-positive people that are not asymptomatic, that are sick. And these people are begging for help from the police. And again, we don't even have the crew to send somebody down to the border. I know we've been working with some other reporters trying to quietly finance them. So we need to probably get some of the crew together and send that female reporter down to the border. We're trying to hire more people right now. And let me get to that right now before we run out of time here. I'm selling my house, which is fine. I bought an expensive, fancy house. I don't like big, expensive, fancy houses. So I didn't trust banks a few years ago, and I wanted to have a little bit of backup money to fund InfoWars. And just like the widows might, if you don't know that story in the Bible, where they were about to starve to death, but they gave the prophet a little bit of food they had, and then magically each day it reappeared. And, you know, I heard as a kid, I go, that's kind of a weird story. But what I've experienced in our fight against the globalist is God always just gives us just enough. And then when I act on faith and take action, the rest comes in. And so I've been selling my house, had to fix a few things at the house with the inspector, but it's about to go back on the market. And that would give us money to actually operate like we are, and with our shortfalls for another 6 months or so. And I decided just to hire more reporters, which we're in the process of doing. But infiltration is easy, so we've got to watch that. But we've got a lot of stuff behind the scenes going on. A lot of folks we're funding and things we're doing. And I just decided I don't want to sit back later when we lose this country and the world and think, oh, but I've got a nice fancy house. I did that because I knew the Austin market was ridiculous. And I basically doubled the amount of money in 3 years on the house. And we're selling it. And I'm going to use that because God gave that to us. But that would still only run us for 6 months with the underages we had. Okay. Then literally the MyPillow thing falls in my lap. I'm already a customer. They've got great towels, great sheets, great human beds, great pillows, obviously, at very, very low prices because they cut out the middlemen and they're great products. But they could be selling you a box of rocks. If it saves the country and the world, you should buy it. But they've actually been steadfast, and they have every week sent us the money. So we've done this for the last month. And you guys have gone and bought the great products. Everybody already needs some new towels, you know, a dog bed, a cat bed, a human bed, some new pillows, some new sheets. They're high quality. And almost all of it's made in America. Some of the stuff, you know, you can't get geese or cotton except for Africa. Great. Africans are being starved to death under the globalist operation. We need to help them as well. I'm all for trade as long as it's not one-sided. But they've got a lot of great products. They employ thousands of Americans. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, you get the very best deals they offer on already great deals. And just in the last month, that has taken us out of the shortfall to be able to be where we need to be. And so it's a blessing from God. MyPillow.com, you're a blessing from God taking action. InfoWarsStore.com. And I've told you, if we get enough money, I'm trying to set a permanent bureau in South Texas. They're going to have to move around. It's very dangerous down there, but they're going to be in like those 20 towns. Traveling every week to a new town, but I've got to have at least two security people, got to have a camera person and a reporter. That's five people. That's five, six people to have that done and have a reporter willing to go live at a very dangerous place. We have people ready. We don't have the money. If you keep buying products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, literally we'll be able to say our Border Watch program sponsored by MyPillow.com. So again, thank you, God, for coming through. Thank you, listeners, for coming through. And thank you, of course, the founder and owner of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. The liberal media have made fun of us. They've attacked us. They've made jokes. Oh, it's dirty when I sell vitamin D3 or vitamin C. Oh, it's dirty when I sell high-quality iodine. It's dirty when I sell a T-shirt. It's dirty when I sell a water filter. Oh, those are bad. Oh, they're the highest rated. Oh. On and on and on. And it's dirty now if we sell an established sheets and pillows and towels. No, they want us to starve to death. They don't want us to have our own media. But we're building our own media, and you got our pledge to not back down and not give in and to be a platform to really launch massive operations. So MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, and it literally will keep us on the air under all of these attacks and the dirty tricks. But I expect attacks and dirty tricks. I expect they'll put me in prison or kill me. Don't want that to happen, but if it happens, so be it. Because I'm not giving up. I'm not a bad guy, and I know we're going to win. We've got to have that spirit of victory. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. There's also a toll-free number we can put on screen where it's just for our listeners to call and get the very best deals there are. Owen's actually got it in a sheet there, or we can give it to him, so you can give that number out next hour for folks that are online. They've got great operators to take all your questions, all your comments, and, you know, take any orders you want to put in on that number as well. And you can also call our number, 888-253-3139, order any of our products, or if you want the MyPillow number, our service reps have that number as well, 888-253-3139. But thank God for all of you listeners, and thank God for Mike Lindell, and thank God for Owen Schroyer, who does a fabulous job while I'm out of town, and he's pulling double duty right now on the rest of the crew. But Owen, we'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.